This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we highlighted Jesus' words, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." This is foundational to understanding what Jesus had in mind when he commanded his disciples in John 13:34-35, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." A love-driven or directed life is the distinguishing mark of true Christianity. This is what we should be known for above all else, not the buildings we build or programs we produce, not even the number of people who are Christians or worship together in our churches. Our distinguishing mark is to be our love for one another. Does our relationship with each other reflect something of the love Christ has for us? In one sense, this is not a new command. The Old Testament is replete with the command to love God with all our being and to love our neighbor as ourselves. It is new in that true love is always fresh. Every day our love for others should be vibrant and genuine. There will always be new challenges to our love. Some with whom we have had a good relationship might turn their backs on us or say something hurtful. The command to love them will require more than when things are going well. That's why Jesus confronted Peter with those penetrating words, "Do you love me?" He is asking you today, "Do you love me?" And then, "Do you love each other?" I hope your answer to these questions is a resounding yes. If you'd like to review this and other messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.